Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, it is our last break of the day, and Steve, it's time for our closing remarks.
Hey, here it is today, you all. I want to encourage, but I want to remind you of something. You have an opportunity to make a decision that can alter the course of your life. You have an opportunity to make a decision that can alter the course of your life. Okay, Steve, what do you mean by that? I mean this, and this is just a true fact. If you change your thought process, if you change the way you look at things, if you take every negative spin and put a positive spin on it, if you start setting your dreams and goals, if you start praying, if you start confiding in God, if you form a relationship with your Creator, you have done the necessary things. You have made a decision that can alter the course of your life. All you have to do is believe that it's so. That simple thing is so difficult for the average person to even conceive for themselves. And why is that? I'll tell you why. Because the devil is brilliant. Because the devil uses all the tricks to persuade you to think the opposite way. His only job is to rob you of your destiny. And if he can make you think that what I just said is not possible for you, it is the beginning. But let's go back and look at it. If you look at all the success stories of most honest people, they will tell you at some point, I believed it, I wanted it, and I worked for it. But if you do not have the belief, we can stop right there. If you don't believe something is for you, if you don't believe in something you want or aspire to, we can stop right there. Now think about it. Have you given up on the belief system? Have you given up on believing in the things that you used to want for yourself? Because in the delaying of it happening, you perceive the delay as a denial. How many of you are guilty of that? Let's just have a real moment here now. How many of you have ever wanted something really badly and you wanted it at a particular time and it didn't happen? So you assumed because it was delayed, it was denied. How many of you have ever felt that way? I know I have. I know the majority of people have. But if that's the way you use your thought process, it proves that what I'm saying is true. Because the moment you change the way you think, you change everything. Because it's delayed doesn't mean it's denied. Because you don't believe something to be so, it's the very core of the possibility of it happening. And it gets down to the real basis of what faith is. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. I don't need a lot of faith to walk to the bathroom. I just don't. I just say, man, I got to go to the bathroom, and I get up and I walk over there. It doesn't require faith for me. But if I decide to set up a goal that to gain attention for my foundation or to gain attention to a cause, and I make the announcement on Facebook, Steve Harvey is going to walk from Atlanta, Georgia to Cleveland, Ohio, a lot of people going to get cameras out. I'm going to go see this here. Because you know why? That ain't regular. That ain't nothing I've ever done before. That ain't nothing I can see. So that would require faith, wouldn't it? It would require faith for a person to say, I'm a go survive some inclement weather for 21 days, naked and afraid, or whatever. It requires some measure of faith. But if you watch that show, a lot of people don't make it because what they thought was going to be easy is never that easy. And then somewhere along that the majority of people don't make it on that show. But listen to me. Everything starts from the basis of your belief. Get back to believing. I believe that's going to be the best year of my life. I expect that. I am looking for it. I am watchful for it. I'm paying close attention to everything I'm saying to God so far because I have claimed a victory for myself. If you've not done that, when stuff don't happen your way, who you mad at? You didn't put the belief out there. I'm telling you, y'all, why would you not try that? Why would you not give that a shot? It's a simple exercise in belief. It's a simple exercise in the law of attraction. It's a simple exercise in faith. But you've got to attempt it. Oh, that gonna work. You know, I'm gonna tell you something. Somebody really, really close to me. I've been begging them to come to me and sit down with a vision list. Because I tell everybody, and this person's really close to me, and they've yet to come and sit with me. But they keep wandering around aimlessly in their life. And I watch them time after time after time. Thing not go right, thing not go right. And they keep telling me about it. And all I said to them was, come and sit with me with your vision list, your dream board. They still ain't made one. Well, maybe if they would start believing that system works, maybe they could change some things. Maybe they listening today. I hope so. I hope you heard it. Those are my closing thoughts today. Start with belief, y'all. Get back to belief. Have a great day. Talk to God and love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.